Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The Shepherd Center of Greater Winston-Salem provides a host of wellness programs and activities for the 50-plus community in and around the city, from regularly scheduled exercise classes like Tai Chi, Qigong, and yoga, to day trips and educational seminars. For Senior Center Director Susan Menny, Adventures in Learning, which takes place twice a year in spring and fall, is a particular favorite. It's the Shepherd Center's most diverse program, with four-day sessions including spirituality and faith in the second half of life. Is there a difference? Candidates Forum, Deaf Culture, Personal History Preservation, and many others. Fall 2012 Adventures in Learning begins October 2nd and runs through the 11th. The cost is about $6 a day. Classes are run by carefully screened professionals, and you'll find links to registration on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. In the meantime, here's Susan Menny.
When I'm involved in Adventures in Learning, I feel like I'm a preschool teacher again, not because I have discipline problems, but because I see all the joy of the four-year-old or the five-year-old coming out in people. Mm. They're full of glee. You see them on the video. They're dancing, they're smiling, they're laughing. We all know that as children we would rather learn than eat.
Mm.
I just revisit that notion whenever I'm at Adventures in Learning, that this could go on all day and all night. They're having so much fun.
You mentioned the importance of not only the fun that they're getting out of it, but also how it impacts their relationships with loved ones and friends as well, just sharing these sorts of activities. Why is it important? How does that work?
We all need to feel like we are plugged in, we belong, we contribute, we have something to offer. It's a wonderful intergenerational experience. Mm-hmm. I love when Barry runs classes with grandparents and their grandchildren.
Mm.
And all of a sudden they're signing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star together, and they have a language. It's a shared connection with grandma and grandpa that didn't exist before. And you know it's going to last for the rest of their life. That's going to be their connection. That's how they're going to remember their early years with that grandparent.
The variety that I'm seeing here is really pretty stunning. I mean, you would expect to see, I would at least, in adult learning courses from the arts perspective, oil colors, watercolors, that sort of thing. But sign language, writing your own life story, your own story, inviting in authors, political conversations. Susan, where did this love of variety come from in your life?
I'm a baby boomer. I think that the nature of baby boomers is we covet variety.
Mm-hmm.
I've raised two children, and it was our goal in the family to expose those two children to as much culturally diversity, people-wise, as we could. We took them everywhere we could, France, Canada, everywhere, just to experience that the rest of the world doesn't live like that. They live like this. And our goal there was to increase acceptance of diversity, to enjoy our differences as much as our similarities. When I get to Adventures in Learning, it's the same thing. I'm doing the same thing. I'm exposing everybody to differences, and there's just a wealth there of richness to enjoy. They were talking earlier about Tai Chi. Well, I love bringing Tai Chi to the Metroplex because it is a body, mind, and spiritual practice. And people really get to experience more of their whole being just in participating.
My thanks to the Shepherd Center's Senior Center Director, Susan Menny. Fall 2012 Adventures in Learning begins October 2nd and runs through the 11th. The cost is about $6 a day. Classes are run by carefully screened professionals, and you'll find links to registration on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.